period. More news in a moment.
Home. It's the place you like to make warm and inviting. What could be more welcoming than the aroma of fresh coffee brewing? When a coffee is Starbucks, the experience only gets richer. You'll find Starbucks coffee at your grocery store, so you can enjoy it at home. Its distinctive roasting style and rich, authentic taste show how seriously we pursue the art of coffee. Savor its aroma, then pour a cup and invite your senses to take flight. Starbucks coffee, at your grocery store.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
I'm a coupon clipper. I like to save. So I went to LendingTree.com for my mortgage. I filled out one form and got four offers back, so I'm saving time. Plus, banks compete, and I choose the loan that saves me the most money. It's like having one giant mortgage coupon.
Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information or state license disclosures, visit our website at LendingTree.com.
Stocks remain lower after a steep decline this morning as weak economic news has Wall Street worried. Walmart and several other major retailers are projecting weaker sales figures. Telephone company stocks were also lower as analysts said earning pressures would increase into next year. 29 West Coast ports remain closed as a labor dispute with dock workers continues. A long-term closure could be a major blow to the economy, costing an estimated $1 billion a day. A new round of talks scheduled for this afternoon. More after this.
New Domino's Buffalo Chicken Kickers. New Domino's Buffalo Chicken Kickers. Tender pieces of all white meat. Beats the heck out of mystery meat. New Domino's Buffalo Chicken Kickers.
Introducing Domino's Pizza Buffalo Chicken Kickers. 10 tender cuts of all white chicken breast with a kick of spicy buffalo flavor baked in. Now when you buy a large one-topping pizza for $9.99, get an order of CineSticks free. Add Buffalo Chicken Kickers for $5.99.
So pick up the phone and give them a ring. Deliver to your door, they'll make you sing. New Domino's Buffalo Chicken Kickers.
Get the door, it's Domino's Buffalo Chicken Kickers.
Yeah.
Limited time only. Prices and terms may vary.
Automakers say they're concerned about the safety of so-called smart airbags. They will soon be required in new cars, and USA Today reports that at least three companies that make the airbags say the smart technology needs some more work. The new model airbags will be required on some cars starting with the 2004 model year. The FDA is holding public meetings today to discuss a study that alleges a number of fried and oven-baked foods contain a chemical associated with cancer. The agency is currently conducting its own study into the issue and has not recommended that consumers change their diets just yet. In another 200 years, the only blondes on the planet may be the kind who get their hair color from a bottle. The BBC reports German researchers believe the last true natural blonde will be born, most likely in Finland, by 2202. They say too few people carry the recessive gene for blonde hair for the trait to last much longer. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. The Lone Ranger had Tonto, Eeyore had Pooh, and Dorothy had the Good Witch Glinda. But now, Guardian Angels have gone high-tech. When I come back, I'll tell you what's on the horizon.
Home. It's the place you like to make warm and inviting. What could be more welcoming than the aroma of fresh coffee brewing? When a coffee is Starbucks, the experience only gets richer. You'll find Starbucks coffee at your grocery store, so you can enjoy it at home. Its distinctive roasting style and rich, authentic taste show how seriously we pursue the art of coffee. Savor its aroma, then pour a cup and invite your senses to take flight. Starbucks coffee, at your grocery store.
Remember the robot in Lost in Space who warned, "Danger, Will Robinson?" Well, Delphi Automotive Systems is putting the technological advances of the 22nd century into the 21st. Forewarn, its collision alert package, uses microwave radar sensors to help drivers assess and react to objects in their forward paths. These sensors evaluate threats and feed information to a collision avoidance computer, which then issues mechanical, visual, and audio warnings. Wow! Thanks to futuristic technology, rear-end collisions could be 20th century history. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us!
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes, and we're still talking with Jonathan, who called in from Santa Fe. He's been holding on. Thanks for your patience, Jonathan.
Yeah, sure. A couple other things, Mike, and then I'll get off so that you can take calls from other people. But just one thing I was thinking about suggesting, because of the incredible co-option of the news, so-called news media, particularly the cable news, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox, to that perhaps we should institute some kind of boycott of the products that are that the sponsors try to sell in these horrible so-called news outlets.
Well, the problem with that is I know boycotts are economic boycotts can be an effective tool, but usually it has to be in a fairly closed environment. Anybody, any company that advertises on Fox also advertises on ABC, also advertises on CNN, MSNBC. So it's almost impossible now to the best way for me anyway. This has been my experience. I just don't turn the damn thing on. I refuse to watch Fox. Now there's a couple of reasons. First of all, I think their bias is just gagging. But I've got blood pressure issues. Okay, I cannot sit there and watch Fox, a so-called news network, without going absolutely berserk. I've had to eliminate talk radio. I can't listen. The only talk radio I can listen to are Ski and Skinner out of WLS on in Chicago on Sundays, and my colleague Peter Werby. I can't listen to any more of it. So the best way, I think, is to look. All of these television stations, they use a Nielsen rating system, and when the ratings come in that says, well, your ratings are way down, maybe then they get the message. But as far as a product boycott or an advertiser boycott, with something like that, honestly, Jonathan, it just doesn't work.
Well, I do I understand what you're saying, but perhaps it could be a boycott that could be in with it always being indicated who the targets are. In other words, those three faux news outfits. Mm-hmm. Because, Mike, there is a conspiracy going on, and what has happened is that these outlets are brainwashing the American people.
Oh, and, big time.
And, you know, and I think we're in a deadly serious time in our history in, mm-hmm. in this country. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to repeat one, to tell you one last thing. A friend of mine, at one point in the last couple of years, looked up in Webster's to see what the definition of fascism was,
uh-huh.
and the way Webster's defines fascism is it is a right-wing government, with a strong centralized right-wing government closely allied with big business.
Right. All you have to do is look at the Italian, the Japanese, or the German model, especially the German model. When you look at what happened after World War I, when Germany just sunk into the pits, and then all of a sudden, in the late 20s, arises this monster, Adolf Hitler. But the complicity between Hitler and the German industrialists is what built the Wehrmacht, the German state. And for God's sake, we all know what happened then. But that's a classic it's the only definition of fascism, is a tight control or a tight alignment between the corporate structure of the country and the political structure. And
plus
that is,
there's the Orwellian control of the news media, the so-called news media.
Right. There you go. I don't disagree with you at all, Jonathan. It's time for people to be certainly aware, possibly alarmed, but even more resistant.
Mike, thank you so much for what you do. We're very, very grateful to you.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. I'm glad you called in. I know this is your first time calling. I hope you'll check in again.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Maybe someday somebody out there will decide that media in this country, especially electronic media, especially talk radio, has become so right-wing that maybe somebody somewhere eventually we'll do something about it. You know, what a radical idea, huh? What a radical idea. Don't get me started on that topic. William is calling from North Carolina, our Research Triangle Park, North Carolina Bureau Chief. Hey, William.
Yes, totally agree with everything the last caller stated. Want to say hi to Mom in Iowa. This is the North Carolina bureau chief. North Carolina, not the triangle.
I'm sorry. I got the wrong North Carolina bureau chief. We have a couple up there. Well, unless Mom is listening on the internet, Mom's not going to hear your greeting.
Oh yes, she's listening.
She listens on the internet.
You betcha. Every day.
All right.
Where does one begin? I mean, it's just so much going on, and they keep 9,000 balls in the air at the same time to keep everybody off balance.
Mm-hmm.
But where's the concepts or the ideas that they were throwing at people when Clinton was in, like truth, transparency, rule of law?
Answering subpoenas.
Yeah.
Providing information. Oh, yeah.
They demanded an entrance strategy, exit strategy.
In-between
strategy.
Of course.
Screaming and hollering about wagging the dog, for God's sakes. Where are the people screaming now? And I guess I come back with their great statement of, where's the indignance?
Uh-huh. Where's the outrage?
Yeah, where's the outrage? It's incredible. And I don't think it's conspiracy. I really don't. I think we need to state it the way it is, and it's a treason. There's treasonous acts going on, and we need to hold them accountable, starting with the Supreme Court all the way right on down. We need to get them out of there, and we need to do it through the rule of law.
Well, the first step in that, and you know as well as I, William, and I think most people listen to this program, the first step, short of armed insurrection in this country, is to remove George W. Bush peacefully and legally from office. There's two ways to do that. First, deny him a second term.
Yes.
But even more more to the point than that would be Democratic control, substantial Democratic control of the House and certainly the Senate, because articles of impeachment arise in the House. If they can impeach a president of the United States because
for a stain on the dress.
Well, for a little giggly jive-ass nonsense with his girlfriend in the afternoon, if that is an impeachable offense.
Yeah. Then what's going on now? The stain on this country that they claim Clinton put on a dress and the stain on this country that this fool in office is going on now, there is absolutely no comparison.
The right wing in this country was, always will be fascinated and intrigued with Bill Clinton's penis.
No doubt.
I don't know how else to say it.
Yep.
That is, it's almost like this guy must be endowed like no man ever to stride the earth, and the Republicans just want to see it. They want to see
it. At least we know he has one. And right now, I'm wondering if the Democrats in there have anything. They need to grow something here darn quick. I'm getting so fed up now that finally I'm not real supporting Al Gore, because damn it, he walked away. And I would have stood there in front of the White House and said, I dare you to take this away from me.
Well, I'm not here to defend Al Gore, because I agree that the strategy that his team put together, A, in their campaign, and that was to turn their backs on Bill Clinton, and then B, we're concerned this third world nonsense that Jeb Bush affected in Florida. Al Gore's team, should have fought tooth and nail.
But they should have went down. I mean, and then not one person backed the Black Caucus or all the Black leaders that in the Senate that started coming down and saying, oh wait, we're not putting up with it. Not one person. All it would have taken is one person to side in or go and vote with them, and they could have stopped this whole damn thing.
I think so, but I think you and I will be in agreement here that with his speech to the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco, when was it, last week or the week before?
It was good. It was a great speech.
Al Gore has returned from the wilderness.
He's back.
not unlike Jesus and Moses. He has come back from the wilderness. It's time to let my people go, or whatever religious analogy you want to put onto that.
Yep.
But I think Al Gore is back. He didn't show up at the DLC meeting in New York, and I think that speaks volumes.
Exactly. The thing is, he's still, you know, I'll support him till the end, but he still needs to show me some stuff, and he needs to show me that he's got the gumption and the fortitude and the guts not to let this happen again.
I hear that loud and clear.
Because, I mean, if he goes in there and lays down, and the thing is, they need to quit letting the Republican Party dictate how they run their campaign.
That's
when the Republicans said, oh, Clinton's going to be bad for you, then they separate from him, for God's sakes.
I know.
You dance with them that brung you.
I hear that.
The people that tried to distance themselves from Clinton hurt themselves a heck of a lot more than those that put, you know, tied themselves to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
My God, it's incredible.
William, thanks for checking in.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate your call. All right, Torricelli's got his press conference going now. Let's just bring up a little bit of this. I don't know what they're talking about. This is New Jersey Senator Robert Torricelli.
Everyone else had retired, and I walked out to the shores of the Mediterranean, and Anwar Sadat was sitting in a chair along the banks of the Mediterranean.
Yeah, but he's dead now, Senator.
He said, son, who are you? I said, I'm Bob Torricelli. And he said to me, what is it you want to do with your life? I said, Mr. President, I'm going to be a member of the United States Congress. A few years later, I entered the Congress of the United States. I was never prouder in my life than to take that oath and to represent my country. So many years and so many fights, and I worked so hard. But I was never prouder than the day I stood on the floor of the United States Senate, where giants of American history have stood, and took an oath of office. There's a tradition in the Senate that before you leave, you carve your name in the 200-year-old structure of the desk in the Senate floor. I lifted mine that day and saw Hubert Humphrey's name and Fulbright and Wayne Morse and the litany of great men and women over two centuries. I've tried in my own way to add a little bit to whatever they left on that floor in the annals of our country. I look at all those days and each of those places from these halls to the floor of the Senate, and I think about the trophies of my life. With a great and a quiet satisfaction. Things that really I only know about, but that's really enough.
Okay, you can tell, you can hear the catch in his voice. Torricelli is going to announce that he is not going to run for re-election, which puts the Democrats in New Jersey in a hell of a position, and the Democrats in the Senate. But usually when a member of the Senate resigns, whether it's Democrat or Republican, you have to get their entire history going all the way back to Anwar Sadat, for God's sake. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Home. It's the place you like to make warm and inviting. What could be more welcoming than the aroma of fresh coffee brewing? When a coffee is Starbucks, the experience only gets richer. You'll find Starbucks coffee at your grocery store, so you can enjoy it at home. Its distinctive roasting style and rich, authentic taste show how seriously we pursue the art of coffee. Savor its aroma, then pour a cup and invite your senses to take flight. Starbucks coffee at your grocery store.
Imagine going to the beach and not thinking about your psoriasis. Imagine wearing a sleeveless dress at dinner without worrying about itching or flaking. Today, it's possible with Dermarest Psoriasis. Unlike many brands which only work on some symptoms, Dermarest relieves it all. Itching, dryness, redness. It even removes embarrassing scales so healthy skin can grow. Imagine feeling psoriasis-free. You can with Dermarest Psoriasis.
It's dinner time. The family wants a meal that's not a bore. Get Domino's Buffalo Chicken Kickers delivered to your door.
Introducing Domino's Pizza Buffalo Chicken Kickers. 10 tender cuts of all-white chicken breast with a kick of spicy buffalo flavor baked in. Now, when you buy a large one-topping pizza for $9.99, get an order of CinnaSticks free. Add Buffalo Chicken Kickers for $5.99.
Buffalo Chicken Kickers,
yum!
Good for me and you. Pick up the phone and give a call. These babies are brand new.
Get the door. It's Domino's Buffalo Chicken Kickers. Limited time only. Prices and terms may vary.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday, and 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific on Sunday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
Like most parents, you probably see your child as the typical smart, well-adjusted kid.
Camouflage. C-A-M-R-U-F-L-A-G-E. Camouflage.
Well, your child might not be as well-adjusted as you think.
Issues. I-S-S-U-E-S. Issues.
And if you knew there was somebody in particular who could help your child?
Daddy. D-A-D-D-Y. Daddy.
Wouldn't you want them to help? Well, the truth is, Dad, you're that person. Just by being an involved dad and spending time with your child, you're taking an active role in your child's social and emotional well-being. You're also increasing their chances of succeeding academically and staying in school. So don't take for granted how normal and smart your child seems.
Balance. B-A-L-A-N-C-E. Balance.
Because children need fathers who love and care for them just as much as they need mothers. A message from the National Fatherhood Initiative, 100 Black Men of America, and the Ad Council. Call 1-800-790-DADS for free helpful information.
Doctor, lawyer, rock star, or reporter. To students preparing for a career, chances are their future job has been influenced by the revolution in information technology. This is why employers tend to look favorably on employees who are already computer literate. It's also why students should look for similar features when selecting a college. Does every dorm room and classroom have a network connection? Do students have to wait in line for a computer? Is live technical help available every day? These and other issues are addressed in greater depth in a new booklet called The Information Revolution and You, available without charge from Buena Vista University. BVU provides a notebook computer to each student and has installed a campus-wide wireless network. To download the booklet, visit ebvu.bvu.edu.
The ranting and raving you hear on talk radio? Too bad. Here's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. This is sad. Torricelli is still out there announcing that he is not going to run for re-election. And again, the scandal that he got involved in, of course, is a scandal, sadly, only in the sense that Torricelli was found out. How many members of the United States Senate, and especially the U.S. House of Representatives, accept money or personal favors? The entire system is corrupt. That's the reason that real campaign finance reform is desperately needed. But I just don't want to put Torricelli back on. I know it would be entertaining television in much the same way that As the World Turns is interesting television, but... Well, I guess it's not. Anyway, Stan is calling from Birmingham, Alabama. Stan, welcome to the program.
Yes, good afternoon, Mike.
How you doing, Stan?
Well, doing pretty good. I just wanted to urge all of my fellow Social Security retirees to help us get rid of the Republicans this fall. Please get out and vote. Please get out and urge other people to vote. And also, please do volunteer work for this network. Get out in your neighborhood, get on the phone, let other people that you know, along with acquaintances, know about this network, and let people know the truth for a change. And I want to remind people also that before you and Peter Werbe took over, and you've done such a great job here, our last person that we had in here also reported that the Supreme Court made a ruling concerning Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
This was reported by Jerry Hughes. I didn't agree with a lot of things, a lot of Jerry Hughes's views.
Mm-hmm.
He was careful about what he reported. And back in the 1990s, the Supreme Court made a ruling that the federal government is not obligated to pay Social Security. Now, they wouldn't dare come out now and just stop your Social Security check because they know that they could not get away with it. But under the pretext of martial law, or the extremities of martial law, don't think they wouldn't cut off your Social Security check.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't matter if you're a highly decorated World War II veteran who's also disabled. At that point, they'd have private security guards come out and they'd say, uh-huh, well, I don't care if you're a highly decorated veteran. You're a terrorist for protesting in favor of getting your Social Security check. And they just ram a damn bayonet through your head at that point. They're that fascist.
Yeah, that USA Patriot Act gives the Bush crime family all sorts of prerogatives that the Constitution does not.
Yeah, and they come out of this same original. They're the same group of people who fought tooth and nail against Social Security retirement back in the 1930s. And it's the same group that wanted to keep child labor as a legal system in this country. They fought tooth and nail to keep child labor in this country. That's how moral they really are. But I don't have any doubts now that the Bush administration is probably really the outward manifestation of a international Nazi movement. I think they made a brilliant, diabolical move to choose George Bush Jr. because he's so goofy that it convinces people. When people look at that, it's like looking at a skinhead. They think, well, gosh, international Nazi movement, there couldn't be such a thing. Look how stupid and goofy they are.
Yeah.
So it's really a diabolical move on the chessboard. I mean, you've got real high intellects behind him that are diabolical. And in the aftermath, I just think it was a brilliant, diabolical, three-dimensional chess move to put Shrub Bush in there. Because, they knew he was goofy. They knew he would chop up the English language. So people look at that and they think, well, heck, we're not in any danger. There couldn't be an international Nazi movement 50 times more powerful than what it was in the 1930s.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
I urge people to wake up and get out here and roll your sleeves up and get to work and save this country from fascism. These people are also the worst enemies of small business under the sun. They're going to kill small business in this country just like they did in Nazi Germany. They killed small business, and they killed the trade unions. Too.
I hear you loud and clear. Stan, here comes the break. Listen, thanks for checking in, pal.
Catch you later.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Stay with us. Your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
We're going to keep our promises to the elderly in America. This requires a sense that
new Domino's Buffalo Chicken Kickers. New Domino's Buffalo Chicken Kickers. Tender pieces of all white meat beats the heck out of mystery meat. New Domino's Buffalo Chicken Kickers.
Introducing Domino's Pizza Buffalo Chicken Kickers. 10 tender cuts of all white chicken breast with a kick of spicy buffalo flavor baked in. Now, when you buy a large one-topping pizza for $9.99, get an order of Cinna Sticks free. Add Buffalo Chicken Kickers for $5.99.
So pick up the phone and give them a ring. Deliver to your door, they'll make you sing. New Domino's Buffalo Chicken Kickers.
Get the door. It's Domino's Buffalo Chicken Kickers. Yeah. Limited time only. Prices and terms may vary.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peter Werby's next at 6 on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Ford Motor Company and the Canadian auto workers are going down to the wire on contract negotiations. The major sticking point is the slated closure of a truck facility in Ontario, which would cause the loss of 1,400 jobs. The union says unless Ford can come up with a way of saving that plant and its workers, all 13,000 union members at Ford will strike at midnight Wednesday. A walkout would paralyze other crucial parts manufacturing facilities in Canada and cause a ripple effect shutting Ford factories throughout North America. The company presents the CAW with its final offer today.
A 36-hour lockout of dock workers temporarily brought West Coast ports to a halt over the weekend. Negotiations between the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association have been going badly since the union's contract expired in July. Jeremy Prilwitz is a spokesperson for the ILWU. He says his union has already offered the PMA a major concession, the use of new technologies on the docks.
All we want is protection of jobs that are currently ILWU and an assurance that new jobs created by the technology will be also ILWU jobs.
The PMA has accused the Longshore Union of work slowdowns and has threatened more lockouts. The union denies the charges and says they've been told to speed up the flow of cargo in violation of worker safety laws.
Steel workers at AK Steel's Mansfield, Ohio foundry thought their three-year lockout was coming to an end. Last week, the United Steelworkers of America accepted the company's latest contract offer, but now AK Steel has announced it won't agree to its own terms. The company's stubbornness may open it up to charges of bad faith negotiation, which could force it to pay the back wages of the locked-out workers.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
More than 100 blinded veterans participated in a golf and bowling tournament aimed at proving the benefits of blind rehabilitation. Call the Training Exposure Experience Golf Tournament for Blinded Veterans. It gives these men and women an opportunity to develop new skills, meet people, and strengthen their self-esteem through a new method of independence. Participants represent all branches of service and come from all over the country. Three Iowa golf courses donated their greens for the event, and 240 volunteer workers put in nearly 3,000 hours as team coordinators, drivers, food servers, and golf buddies. The T tournament is sponsored by the Blinded Veterans Association and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. To learn more about the tournament or the organization behind it, call BVA at 1-800-669-7079 or see www.bva.org.
Speaks.
I believe in gun control. I've got all my guns under my control. I don't need to.
You're listening to America's Sweetheart. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. And by the way, CNN/Money just reported at their website, U.S. stocks logged losses today as the major indexes closed the book on a typically tumultuous month of September and recorded one of the worst third quarters for the Dow Jones Industrial Average since 1987. We'll post this for you so you can check it out yourself. The economic issues that we don't talk about a lot on this program because, frankly, most of us, our eyes start to glaze over and we reach for the channel changer when somebody starts to talk economics. But I'll tell you what, you take a look at what is happening to this economy as it touches your family, as it touches your retirement, as it touches your stock portfolio, as it touches your ability to get or keep the job that you have been working at for the past 6 or 7 years. And then the economy becomes an issue that is not boring at all. It becomes an issue that affects us absolutely directly. And the problem here, of course, is that, remember during the campaign, George Bush said that he and his cadre of psychopaths were going to run this country like a corporation. And they have, just like Enron, just like Harkin, just like Halliburton, just like WorldCom, just like Global Crossing. You cannot run the economy of a country, the social requirements of a country, the international obligations of a country like a corporation. It was insane then in 2000. During his campaign, it's even more insane now because now the results of George Bush's inability to govern, the Republican Party's inability to govern, is affecting more and more and more of us. And when's it going to stop? It'll stop when the Democrats once again assume control of the House for the first time since 1994, when the Democrats extend their control of the Senate, and as the branch of government that offers advice and consent and control the Bush administration is thwarted. John is calling from Santa Fe. John, welcome to the program.
Hey.
Oh, John, we got a hell of a buzz there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can I get you to call right back in?
Sure.
Okay, it's just too much. You're going to blow the transmitters, both of them. Mike is calling from Chicago. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Going fine, sir.
Good. I kind of wanted to say a few things on Gore's behalf.
Sure.
One I'm looking forward to is next speech. I believe he's supposed to be speaking sometime this week about the economic situation.
That will, yeah, I'll be very intrigued to see or to hear that speech, because I think whatever restraints Al Gore might have had where it concerns the situation in the Middle East, he's going to pull out all the stops when he goes after. Because, after all, he and Bill Clinton presided over the longest expansion of the economy in the history of this republic. And it'll be good to hear him talk about the things he should have talked about during the campaign.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain because I can't give any exact examples. But there were times when I would listen to Clinton talk or Al Gore talk, for that matter, and there were times where you could hear. They were kind of like feeding the American public subliminal messages on how. It was like they were kind of asking everybody to empower yourselves.
Right.
Okay. And I think maybe part of what happened down in Florida was maybe he felt that, you know, we weren't doing enough. It wasn't the people that were out there doing enough. He could only run for the party, but he needed our support, and maybe we failed him in that. I think it's gotten to the point for even him.
Let me make sure I understand what you're saying. Are you saying that Al Gore might have gotten just a trifle irritated with the fact that the people were not demanding a full recount, that the people were not demanding that he be rightfully assume the office of president? Is that what you're saying, Mike?
Kind of. I think he finally saw that, well, the play that wasn't being – look at all the stuff that's come out since the 2000 election that
right.
has been very underreported.
Right, right.
Okay? Especially, what was it, last month sometime that the state of Florida settled with the
NAACP.
And in
that settlement, tacitly admitted that the state of Florida was just rife with fraud during the 2000 election. Yeah, right.
Right, and nothing was said on the news.
Right.
Very little in the newspapers. I think he finally was fed up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Al Gore may be stiff. I don't know. I think I've listened to the guy speak on different occasions, just on technology issues and stuff like that. Maybe people find stuff like that boring, but it's a hell of a lot better than the idiot we got in the office now.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. The problem. I think you're onto something. Al Gore, what's the term that they always use with him? He was a policy wonk. He spoke in paragraphs rather than sentences. But the man is brilliant. He was the best vice president that this country has ever had. He won the election. He should be president. He is president. He just doesn't have the powers that come with the presidency. But the thing about Al Gore is his intellect is such that you take the 10 leading Republicans in the United States Senate, lump them all together, and they couldn't carry Al Gore's jockstrap where it concerns his ability to articulate. That's the place where he's weak is his ability to take all of his factual information, his policy information, and reduce it to the point where we average Americans who are caught up in I don't know what the hell we're doing, but we're not paying attention, where we can understand it.
Right.
So, and that's his major weakness. It's not his experience. It's not his understanding of the issues. It's not his policy solutions. It's not his foreign and domestic policy. It's the fact that simply it is our fault. It's because we don't have the attention span God gave a gently stewed rhubarb stalk.
Exactly. You get maybe a half a news cycle worth of what Al Gore said.
Right.
And then you get beat up over the media for the next 4 or 5 days about what he said and what he didn't say.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Well, just keep your eye on Gore, because, I like you point out, when he does the economic the speech on the economy, I think he's going to come out smoking. And just be prepared to hear the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, and the rest of these thugs, they already have begun,
mm-hmm.
to chew him apart. I think they're still talking about his choice of clothing, whether or not he's growing a beard, and so on and so forth. But I think you're right. I think he's going to come out smoking. And I think also he's going to leave an awful lot of gutless Democrats in his wake. I think Al Gore has gotten to the point where you either sign on with what he's doing or get the hell out of the way and let him do it.
Right. Whether you agree with the senators finally coming out and getting some backbone or not, what they needed was leadership.
Well,
okay.
Right.
They needed to have somebody in the forefront. it's
well, that's what Gore did. He gave cover to people like Ted Kennedy. He gave cover. I'm not selling Senator Byrd short, because his all the speeches he gave in the Senate in the past week in opposition to what Bush is trying to do with federal employees was just classic Senate brilliance on the part of Byrd. But what Al Gore did was give cover to other Democrats in leadership positions now, like David Bonnier, who is a representative, but he's now in Iraq and making these statements that the Bush administration will willfully lie to the American people in order to achieve their goals. So the most important thing Al Gore can do now is to provide cover, be the target for these right-wing thugs, provide cover for other Democrats who are still in policy-making decisions, whereas Gore isn't, and step out there and keep it going. I think you're absolutely right.
I think the Democrats can learn something from the Greens, and the Greens can learn something from the Democrats, and they both better start getting together.
Boy, I hear that loud and clear.
And you're going to have to start thinking the way Republicans do. You're going to have to be a little reactionary instead of, you know, carefully picking and choosing and sizing your words. And I think maybe you got to play them at their own game. This is the only way you're going to do it.
Right. Well, traditionally Democrats are not as vicious and vile and contemptible and disgusting as Republicans, but maybe we can learn something there. Mike, thanks for checking in.
Take care, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. 800-TALK-YES is the number. Michael is calling from Santa Fe. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. I just wanted to say I don't know if people realize this, but if we do eventually go to war with Iraq, which we probably will, the oil prices are going to go sky high to maybe $100 a barrel, which will make the market, you know, go tumbling as if it, you know, already hasn't. The same thing's going to happen like it did in the Gulf War. We're going to remain in recession. I mean, if we don't go into a global depression, to the people that voted for George W. Bush, you know, thanks for the Dow Jones being at, you know, 7,000 points as opposed to 11,000 and higher if Gore would have won.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thanks for the teen summer job market in 2002 being the worst that it's been, you know, in 37 years. But if you watch the news on Fox News, they don't talk about that. They talk about, you know, the crooks of Enron and what George Bush is doing to stop it. And
which is absolutely nothing. I think you told me one time, you're 17, Michael?
15, actually.
15, yeah, okay. So the summer job market for teenagers was, like everything else in this economy, in the tank.
Yeah, the worst in 37 years.
So what did you do for a summer job?
I worked for a minimum wage over at a supermarket for $5.15 an hour. And, now I have a better job, but, you know, my parents, they're not going to be able to retire for, you know, another, probably till I'm out of college, if not way more than that, because, you know, as opposed to retiring as soon as I turn 18, because their stocks have just, you know, they've been pounded into the ground, basically.
Right.
And it's all thanks to the president. And the Republicans are saying that, you know, that Bush Sr. had, you know, a declining economy, and that Clinton inherited a growing economy, but then Bush inherited a declining economy.
Well, that's the Republican spin. The Republicans have to spin it that way because Republicans are incapable of running this country. They are certainly incapable of running the economy. And the Bush crime family, whether it's the father or the son, the Bush crime family is no more interested in the success on any level of the American public than, I don't know, somebody that lives on an island in Indonesia. They don't care. The Bush crime family is interested in itself and its cronies, and that's it. And by God, I wish you were old enough to vote, Michael.
Yeah, I can't wait till I am. 2004, November 5th, I'm still going to be 17, so.
All right, Michael. Thanks for checking in, pal.
All right.
I appreciate your call. 15 years old and already feels the pinch of the Bush economy. Well, no surprise there. Carolyn is calling from Santa Fe. Carolyn, welcome to the program.
Hi there, Mike. Thank you very much for your show. I listen to it every day.
Bless you.
As much as I possibly can. And I really love what you have to say. And I wanted to add something to the discussion about Gore. I had the honor and the privilege of hearing him speak last week in Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
And it was such a breath of fresh air after all of the insanity that I hear coming out of the White House these days. And I just want to tell people that far from being stiff and boring, he was very charismatic. He was very engaging with the audience and had really rational and intelligent things to say. He spoke for about 45 minutes ad-lib, and he actually did not pronounce any words incorrectly. He had proper sentence structure. He could maintain a coherent thought.
And he could probably put together a compound sentence without falling all over his own tongue.
He did. It was remarkable. Yeah. And the intelligence and the rational thought and the common sense behind his speech was really remarkable. And I would urge people that when he does come to speak, to go out and hear him, to support him.
Right.
And if we could get a president like that elected again, it would be a wonderful thing for this country.
I think it's going to not just a wonderful thing, Carolyn, but it's probably also going to be an absolutely necessary thing.
Well, I think so, too. And I know I'm speaking to every single person that I run across in the course of the day saying, please get out and vote. Vote Democrat. Don't let these guys take over the House and the Senate. Can you imagine?
No.
They've done horrific things without having full control. Can you imagine what they will accomplish if they take over both houses?
It staggers the imagination, and it can't happen. Carolyn, thanks for checking in.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Bye.
Appreciate your call. All right. Who do we want to torture next? How about Daryl, our Detroit bureau chief? Hey, Daryl, welcome to the program.
Hi. What do you mean torture? It's always a pleasure to be on your show, Mike.
Well, glad to have
you. A pleasure and an honor. I usually end up with a smile after talking to you.
No, bless you.
I'm actually thinking about Bush, and then I get depressed, despondent, and suicidal. But anyway. Torricelli just has flamed out.
I didn't hear the end of it. He announced he's not going to run for re-election, but that's it, right?
No. He's resigning.
He's resigning from the Senate?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And so the governor got on and said that he would be trying to get a consensus candidate announced by meeting with the state Democratic Party within the next 48 hours. And, of course, since the Republicans had already put out a position paper that said legally his name has to stay on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
They have already decided to petition the Supreme Court to allow them to change the name on the ballot.
Have the pundits come up yet with the name that may take his place, a Democrat in New Jersey? How about Tony Soprano? He's got name recognition, right?
Yeah, he has name recognition, and he might have a little bit of way of controlling the polls too.
I'll tell you who should run on the Democratic ticket to be senator from New Jersey, and you know he would win, and that's Bruce Springsteen. Think about that for a second.
Yes, the boss would win.
Think about that for a second.
He certainly would win.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I wanted to give you a quick update, and I'm very happy to hear a whole lot of people talking about getting active, getting the vote out, volunteering, each one bring one or two or three or four. It's that level of activism that we're going to need in this last stretch. And I really appreciate having you, I'm not going to say leading the charge, but giving a voice to the charge.
No, just a forum. That's
You're
all we provide.
You're giving a voice to the charge.
Just a forum.
Many of us would be thinking, gee, we must be all alone. They must be in the majority. They are not.
Yeah.
They are not.
Yep.
They only control the media, but they are not in the majority.
I hear that loud and clear. Daryl, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you.
All right, you have a nice afternoon. Quick break here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Well, it's all bought and paid for. The history books will have to write you in. Or maybe you could pass a law so the rest of us can all see how the man with fewer votes.
Hi, I'm Larry Zonka. I used to get paid big bucks to run around carrying a football, and now they pay me to hunt and fish on my own TV show. I'm the luckiest man alive. And at participating Napa Auto Parts stores this October, you can get almost as lucky as me. Spend just $40 and you'll get a Napa Great Outdoors t-shirt free while supplies last. So to get lucky with a free shirt, head to Napa.
Now get Armor All wipes for just $2.99 each. And Napa participates in the AAA Show Your Card and Save program. Napa, we keep America running.
It's dinner time. The family wants a meal that's not a bore. Get Domino's Buffalo Chicken Kickers delivered to your door.
Introducing Domino's Pizza Buffalo Chicken Kickers. 10 tender cuts of all-white chicken breast with a kick of spicy buffalo flavor baked in. Now, when you buy a large one-topping pizza for $9.99, get an order of CineSticks free. Add Buffalo Chicken Kickers for $5.99.
Give Buffalo Chicken Kickers yum. Good for me and you. Pick up the phone and give a call. These babies are brand new.
Get the door. It's Domino's Buffalo Chicken Kickers. Limited time only. Prices and terms may vary.
It's tough being married to a witch. You got the green skin, the warts, all them brooms. But the worst is the cackling. I mean, nothing could be that funny, Lorraine. So when I get a headache, I take Excedrin brand Quick Tabs. They melt in your mouth fast for headache relief. So I can save my water for other things.
Away.
Who's laughing now, Lorraine?
New Excedrin Quick Tabs. Save your water for other things. Available in great-tasting spearmint and peppermint. Use as directed.
If you've read the news about health insurance, then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest. Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Mega is looking for people like you and me, and they can tailor a plan to fit your individual needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up so you can focus on your business and family life. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company right now at 800-486-6023. That's 800-486-6023. For affordable health insurance for yourself and your small business, call Mega. 800-486-6023. Coverage may not be available in all states, so call Mega now. 800-486-6023. 800-486-6023.
Heartworm disease. Most pet owners know this parasite can severely harm dogs, but what about cats? Veterinarians confirm that both indoor and outdoor cats are vulnerable to heartworm disease and may face serious complications if not protected. Fortunately, there are ways to protect cats. Transmitted by mosquitoes, heartworm occurs in most areas of the country. In the southern U.S., the disease can be a year-round threat. Consistent use of preventive medication is very important. A topical medication such as Revolution is simple to use. Just a spot applied in front of the cat's shoulder blades once a month protects the pet against heartworm and other harmful parasites. Created by Pfizer Animal Health, the medication is available at veterinary clinics and hospitals. In studies, approximately 1% of cats experience digestive upset or temporary hair loss at the application site. Use with caution in sick, weak, or underweight animals. The Council on Family Health says, before you travel, make sure you have enough medication to last the whole trip. When traveling, keep medicines and health insurance information with you, not in checked-in luggage. Keep medicines out of intense heat, sunlight, or humidity, which can alter their potency. Always check labels for warnings about increased sensitivity to the sun and heat. If you have a chronic or life-threatening condition, wear an identification bracelet with medical details. Review required vaccinations. Pack smart. Bring a first aid kit, including sunscreen and medicines to treat possible illnesses. For free tip sheets, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Council on Family Health, Summer Travel Tips, 1155 Connecticut Avenue, NW, Suite 400, Washington, D.C., 20036, or visit www.cfhinfo.org.
Doctor, what listening to Mike Malloy can do for you.
All right, Tony Soprano for Senator from New Jersey, or Bruce Springsteen. I wonder, what's his name? Gandolfini? What's his first name? James? Put James Gandolfini and the boss in special primary and see who wins. And right? 800-TALK-YES is the number. Clay is calling from Santa Fe. Clay, welcome to the program.
Hi. How's it going?
Going fine, sir.
Just wanted to call in and comment for that young kid back there. He probably hadn't taken economics yet.
takes 8 years for any kind of policy from a president to get even in effect.
Well, that's absolutely not true. As a matter of fact, what is more important than the policies of a leader, especially in a society like ours, is the tone and attitude that's set by the president. That tone and attitude can drive the stock market up, drive the stock market down, affect the bond market, affect foreign stock markets. So
it affects the futures market also, and that was affected back in 96 through 98 when we were dealing with Hillbilly and his try to get Will Monica. And
Hillbilly? Dead. Who's Hillbilly?
Bill Clinton.
Oh. Can you come up with anything original, or do you have to use what Limbaugh has pumped into your head?
Oh, hell, I didn't get that from Limbaugh.
Where'd you get it from?
Oh, that just comes from straight from just living out in the country.
Hillbilly. I'll tell you what, if you had one-tenth the sense that the Bill Clinton had, you could probably call a radio talk show and come up with an original thought, but apparently you can't do that. So anyway, thanks. Go away. You have programs that you can call and harass the talk show host. This is not one of them, okay? God, I can't stand those people. I just can't. I can't! Oh, Hillbilly, out there trying to get Monica Lewinsky in bed. No, the truth is, Monica was trying to get him in bed, and he said, no, 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 but let's do this. You see? Oh, God. I swear to God, it will never stop. These people will pursue Bill Clinton's penis until the man is dead and beyond. There's just something intriguing about Bill Clinton's penis that just excites these right-wingers. I don't understand you people. I mean, there are all sorts of issues other than Bill Clinton's private parts. Can't you move on? He should have just brought it out and let everybody see it back when the Monica thing was going on, and then this nonsense would stop, right? Oh, my God. Program engineered today in Detroit by Stephanie Stryker, produced here in Atlanta by Cal.